huge leaves, you know, and they all turn yellow and fall off at one time.
That's poplar leaves that turn yellow, also. But I guess they'd make chopping blocks all right. Poplar. You know, get sawed for block.
Poplar wood's a hard wood, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hard.
Okay, have you ever seen a sycamore tree?
Yes, I've seen them, but I haven't seen one in years.
Now, how did they look?
Well, I tell you, that's the truth. Been so long since I've seen one, I couldn't hardly.
Can you think of any other wood trees that would be common around?
Well, now, you take white oak. That's what they make best.
Uh-huh.
And you take a red oak, it'll make baskets. But they're not as good as the white oak.
Uh-huh.
And you take hickory wood, and that's what they want to buy to meet.
Mm-hmm. Hickory. What do you call a group of trees standing off together? Usually people put a picnic table up in a group of trees, and you say the picnic table's out in the
grove.
Mm-hmm. Then let's talk about some insects. And I know these are real common. The one that's green and sometimes brown and hops all through the grass in the summertime. All right, what about the kind that makes great big nests about as big as a football and they look like paper, and they're about the meanest insect I know. People say they're as mean as a...
Them there is yellowjack wasp, does that.
All right.
A wasp is long, something like that,
uh-huh.
And a yellow jacket is not so long, and they are kind of yellowish looking, and a wasp is reddish looking.
And where do yellow jackets usually make their nest?
In a horse, log, or somewhere.
And there. Sometimes down in the
ground,
under
the stump, uh-huh. You know, right it out.
And wasps usually come near making their nest up on the...
All around up in the outside of the house.
Uh-huh.
I had one over my window.
What about the kind that make the nest out of the mud?
Mud, that's big dog.
Uh-huh. All right, and then what about the smallest little insect, the little ones that get under your skin and make little red itchy bumps?
Red bull.
The one that flies around on hot summer nights buzzing.
Mosquito.
One that lives near water, and some people say when you see them, it's a sign of snakes in your back.
No, they call them wiggletails that get in the water.
But these are insects that live above the water, and they fly all real low on the edges of the water. And some people say if you see one of them, it means a snake is close by.
That's a snake doctor.
Got big, long wings on them, haven't they?
And now, no, pretty... different colored some things that flies around. Butterflies, white and red and black and red speckles and several different kinds.
Growing flowers, I guess you've always had a lot of butterflies.
Oh, yeah. Now, I never did let none of them bother. They're harmless.
They're pretty. What about another insect that's bigger than a wasp, mosquito, and they get mad? You say he's as mad as a...
That is it.
They have huge nests that are like paper, look like gray paper. And you just don't dare bother their nest.
Well, that there is the honeybees.
Honeybees, right. I was thinking too about a hornet.
Well, a hornet does too, but...
They have bigger nests, yeah. And now have honeybees a lot of times will make a nest in a hollow tree too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about any other kind of bees other than honeybees?
Well, now... you take these here, big old